Right now at 8:51, it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have a bit of a wind storm occurring across parts of the lower Midwest this hour, mostly in central and northern parts of Illinois and eastward into northern portions of Ohio. The sustained wind speeds are up 20, 25 miles per hour. We've got some gusts getting over 30. And it's still raining up to the north. Yesterday was a very wet day in Wisconsin. We saw some 1 to 2 inch amounts of precipitation up there. We don't usually talk about them a whole lot, but they've had kind of a quiet winter. Not much snow up there, and precipitation in general was fairly light and infrequent, but now the ground is just about as wet as it is in the heart of the Midwest. So we do have quite a bit of moisture around. We're watching real closely the weather for next week. As we get into the last week of this month, it looks like there's a chance we're going to get into a wet weather mode again. And many areas in the lower Midwest, the Delta and the southeastern U.S. are all going to be faced with additional precipitation. If indeed this is the result, we are probably going to be seeing some longer delays in getting into some of the fields in the lower Mississippi Basin area, the Tennessee River Basin area, and perhaps in the areas very close to the Ohio River. So we'll have to watch real closely as we get into those last days of March. The rest of the Midwest is probably going to stay in a relatively good weather mode for this time of the year. We do not expect a tremendous amount of precipitation to occur across the region for a while. With that said, though, we do have this pesky storm that is in the Great Lakes region this morning, and it will continue to rain today across Wisconsin and parts of Michigan and even eastern Minnesota. Eventually, some snow may fall across a part of that region, mostly in the upper Midwest, though, and Minnesota and parts of eastern North Dakota. The lower Midwest will be relatively dry for a bit here. I don't think we're going to see much in the way of significant precipitation across the region. There are some showers, obviously, going to occur for a while this morning in the extreme eastern parts of the region, but those will be gone by early afternoon. The next opportunity for precipitation across the heart of the Midwest will hold off until we get out towards Friday and Saturday. It'll be mostly Friday night, actually, into Saturday. This system will take a southerly track, passing through the Delta once again and into the southeastern states, but a few locations from southeastern Missouri to southern Illinois and western Kentucky will be involved with a little bit of light precipitation there. The rest of the Midwest, just a few showers over the weekend, but otherwise it should be relatively quiet. We'll see a big warm-up coming on for the early to middle part of next week, and another chance for a cool front to bring some shower activity shortly thereafter. Most of the precipitation that occurs over the next 7 days is not very impressive. So that's good news in trying to firm up the soil. It's that period in the last week of this month that I am so concerned with, and we will be watching that rather closely as we move forward through these next several days. In the meantime, our temperatures aren't going to be bad at all across the region. We're going to see some cooling take place for a little while, but the majority of the cool-off is nothing unusual for this time of the year. It's all the warmth that's been a little abnormal we've had here recently. Today will still be nice, 50s and 60s likely across a big part of the Midwest. High temperatures tomorrow will probably still be in that same range, but it will be cooling down across the Great Lakes region in the upper Midwest. And that cooler air will eventually work its way all the way down to the Ohio River. And we'll look for highs on Friday and Saturday only in the 40s and lower 50s across the region. We will see temperatures cool enough over the weekend for frost and freezes to occur in quite a few areas across the Midwest, and for that matter, even down into the northern Delta and parts of the southeastern states. However, I do not expect to see any kind of permanent crop damage done to any of the winter wheat. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thank you very much for that update. Have a great day.
You do the same.
That's Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.